You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Jesper de Jong.
I'm Henry Laxa.
I am Francisco Cerundolo. And you're listening to the Games We Love podcast.
Ciao. We are in Rome, as Rafa said. We've just been having a little bit of a laugh at a little clip of Rafa before this one kicked off. But he's not going to be in the draw. So that's as much as we'll speak about Rafa Nadal. Hopefully we see him at Roland Garros. This one is going to be about the return of the reigning champion, Novak Djokovic. That's right. He's back on the scene. And we've got the man of the moment, Carlos Alcaraz, who is unstoppable, it would seem. Can anybody stop him in this tournament, JG?
Oh, he was at Monte Carlo. He was at, Barcelona. He was at Rome. And now we're at Rome.
Madrid.
I think I missed Madrid. But yeah, we are at Rome. And that Rafa clip, I must admit, I know most people in the live chat know exactly what we're talking about. It has gone very quick this year. It doesn't feel like we've had much of a clay court season yet. And I think the big reason why I feel like that is because we've not seen Rafa on the clay. And I hate to be biased all the time and keep speaking about him, but to have a clay court season without him playing in it just seems really strange. And I feel this season, what, we're already in May, like we're coming halfway. It just seems like the Australian Open was the last memory I have.
Well, before we know it, Roland Garros is going to be upon us, then over, and then goodbye to the clay courts. So I know what you mean. It just feels strange.
Like
that
other years, I feel like it's been a little bit prolonged than this year, and we're already at Rome.
Yeah, I agree. I feel that, I don't know if we haven't missed anything out, but it just feels like it's gone a lot quicker. That's the thing. Not sure why, but Carlos Alcaraz has been victorious many times this year, and he's sort of filling in for one missing Spaniard. We've got another one. Could be the next king of clay, let's say, in the next generation to come. He's already been lining up his bottles in the same way. He's already expressed that he wants to be the greatest player to ever play the game, but he's ambitious, and that's what everybody likes about him. He's humble, ambitious, and reminds you of those big players like Djokovic, Nadal, all of those. They're all humble, but they have an air of confidence about them, and that's the one thing that he's bringing into this tournament, I think.
I'll tell you what it is, Ben. It's not even the confidence. It's the aura. He has something about him on the court, in the interviews. There's that scare factor. Like, no one wants to face our Carlos Alcaraz right now. He hunts down every ball like it's the last. He's got every shot in the book. There's nothing missing from him. He's not missing anything. And I honestly feel the only thing what can hold him back is an injury. And we've seen him recently have a few different injuries. I think it was an elbow problem towards, was it the end of Wimbledon? And what ruled him out of the ATP finals at the end of the year. Yep.
Had another one, didn't he, beginning of the year?
Yeah, and then he also skipped Rome last year after winning Madrid, if you remember. Yep. And I believe this is his first ever Rome event, which is crazy to say. He's going into his first ever Rome as the favourite. And he's not just the favourite. He's the favourite with the reigning champion here, Novak Djokovic. Someone who's not done too bad at Rome over the years. You can see here, Djokovic has won it 6 times. And it could have been a lot more if it wasn't for Rafael Nadal. Let's be honest. He lost 2 finals against him. Also lost a final to Zverev and Murray. Three finals to Nadal. I mean, Djokovic could have easily got 10 plus. Like, he likes this event. He's been in quite a few finals and lost a few finals as well. Maybe we could be looking at the same thing, because you've got to remember, Djokovic still, with the way the rankings is at the moment, he is number one by about 5 points, I believe. He's the number one seed. Alcaraz is the number two seed. That won't stay for Roland Garros, because whatever happens here, as long as Alcaraz plays one game, he will be world number one come the end of Rome. So that's an important thing to note for Roland Garros. Yep. He's never played it, so whatever happens, he's going to gain points. And it's pretty mental to think that he is the big favourite when you've got Novak Djokovic, who's won this event so many times here before, as the number one seed in it. But I'm not really worried about Djokovic. I think Alcaraz wins comfortably. Am I crazy to suggest that? If, of course, they meet. They are on the other side of the draw, number one and two seed. They would meet in the final. But yeah, that's just my initial thoughts, really.
Yeah, and only the second time that they've been in a tournament together, which is a crazy thing too, because considering how much success he's been having over a short space of time, a span of, a couple of years, Djokovic's been ruled out of many tournaments due to this whole...
What do you mean they're only the second tournament they've been in together?
Like the ones where they could actually face each other, isn't it?
Like Wimbledon.
That's why I've read that this is like the second one. Is that not right?
They played each other. What about Wimbledon? What about Grand Slams, Ben?
But Djokovic has been missing for a lot of them. Do you not realise?
Okay, what about the Wimbledon last year?
Yeah, he definitely was in that one. So maybe they've only played in two then. So it must be the third one then.
Are these fake stats you're bringing out for the episode?
No, I just read it somewhere.
I've told you to stop bringing fake stats now.
Well, it's Twitter. It's your Twitter feed.
So this is the first time ever Novak Djokovic and Alcaraz are in the same event. Is that what you're saying?
Third time, I think. Is that right?
Third.
I think
it's nonsense. Someone tell Ben it's absolute nonsense. Because I'm sick of being on this stream listening to his nonsense and just nodding my head. So I'm not going to nod my head. I'm going to call it out as it is. Ben is talking nonsense. So have they only played
How many times have they played each other? That's probably what I've read. Ben,
I believe they've only played once, if I'm mistaken. I thought the only time they've played was in Madrid. I can't think of any others.
Yeah, it was. And then Alcaraz won, didn't he? That was on Liam's stream. I remember it now.
As Em says, Ben, grow up. Cheers, Em. You tell him. Yeah, first time this year. Is that what he means? We don't know. I think he's talking absolute nonsense.
I know.
We're going to move away from it because he's embarrassing us, quite frankly, on Game to Love.
Anyway, I don't know where I've read it.
Any other facts you got?
No others. I don't know where I'm pulling that out of. Just pulling some random stuff out of... maybe it was Masters events. Who knows? Maybe it's the second time in a Masters event. That was probably what...
Second time on clay?
Second time on a clay Masters event? I don't know. Let's keep on plucking the straws on this one.
Time on clay. I think that's accurate.
Second time they've both been in Rome at the same time.
Although they both played Roland Garros last year.
Masters events, it must be then. Don't know where I'm getting any of this from. That's where I read something.
Let's move on, anyways. Before we get into the draw proper and go through some qualifiers, make sure if you are playing along at home to download the TNNS app on Apple or Android, and you can play along. It's free to download. And of course, you can compete against me and Ben. And there will be a prize for the winner of the Men's Rome Masters event. Let me clarify. The Men's Rome Masters. I don't want anyone winning the women's and coming forward and winning it and telling you've won. Ooh. We're only doing it for the men's this year. And yeah, it's free to enter. So why not download the app, join the league and see if you can beat me or Ben. Based off Ben's knowledge, you've got a good chance.
And yeah, if you want to...
All you've got to do is complete the draw and you've got a good chance of beating Ben.
If you want
to randomize,
if you, yeah, but that'd probably do me a world of good pressing randomize. I tell you, I was thinking of doing it on the women's draw, to be fair.
No, we've got Thiago in Madrid 22, Wimbledon 22, Paris 22, Rome 23. Pretty crazy, really, because I've said all of them, and there's also one more, which is Roland Garros 22.
So, is that five then?
Masters, you said, didn't you? What about Paris? Yeah. Is that our Masters?
No, it's Clay Masters. I think it must just be Clay Masters. I don't know what the stats come from. Pulled this one from my derriere, I think. I don't know. I read something. The trouble is, when you read something, you should probably actually like store some of the actual other parts of the information. Didn't just read something and then spurted out some nonsense. Anyway, ignore me for now. But
you're reading the Sun again, haven't you?
That's it, mate. I'm a Daily Sport. That's the only one that's got the real knowledge. if you want to join the Patreon to be a part of Player Roulette, then make sure to click on the link. We'll pop it in the live chat. It's as little as £3 a month. You will win a prize. Gary will vouch for that. He received his prize, which was a very nice Djokovic T-shirt that she sent us a nice picture of him wearing earlier on today. So thanks to Gary for the lovely message as well. Means a lot to see somebody wearing a bit of the merchandise.
Can we share it on the stream, maybe? Do you have it?
I could probably download
it. We should have put
it.
Gary's video on live, I think. That would have been great just to promote the player roulette. I don't think we've even got the button for the roulette or anything on here right now, Ben. While we're uploading, Ben's going to sort that out. Let me just promote it myself. The Player Roulette base is open to all Patreon users, any tier. If you can join the Patreon, download the app, you will be entered into the prize draw to win if your player wins. But we'll be doing the draw towards the end. But for now, let's go through some qualifiers. And there's been some good ones, actually. Some good qualifiers in. We had Pedro Martinez. He was in action today and did extremely well. Is it the same with the women's, Ben? We've still got one more round.
Yes, still one more round to go.
So there is one more. Oh, no, there isn't. It's all been done. So more fake news from Ben there. Apologies, guys. It's all been done. We've got Kokkinakis, he beat Choynski. We've got Kobole, Hampfman, Cerundolo, someone we saw recently is quite good.
Good
Shevchenko
result.
Lost to Phil, so I would be very wary of Phil's if he's just beaten Shevchenko. I've just seen that result, and Shevchenko was going to be my dark horse for the event, and he's gone out. So, I mean, I'd watch out for Phil's big time because that is a really impressive result. And you've got to remember, Shevchenko almost beat Medvedev on the clay in Madrid. So,
very true.
Phil must be in some serious form. He doesn't seem to be, but just played well on that day.
I thought he was really good on indoor hard court, so proves that he's decent on the clay as well, which is a really good result for him. This Malazan is the one that I've been keeping an eye on as well. We saw him in Zagreb. He's beaten Skatov. He's beaten Melangeli Alves to qualify for the tournament.
I prefer Juan Manuel Cerundolo.
Yeah, I mean,
out of all the really qualifiers, that's the one what just sticks out to me.
That was a tough match against Barrios Vera as well. He's been playing really well recently. So I thought that was a good result. Cerundolo's quality on the clay. This slow clay suits him down to the ground as well. He can really grind out players on this. Right, let me see if I can find this roulette. My jig.
Okay.
I can put Gary's message on. Should I go on Gary's message first? Should we have Gary's message?
Yeah, let's get Gary's message on while you're finding the button.
Hopefully Gary doesn't mind us popping him on here, but it was a very nice message.
Well, it's good promotion.
Here we are.
Here it is, the famous intro.
I know, it's weird to see it on other people's TV, isn't it?
Great to have some fans watching us at home. And this could be you guys. If you win Player Roulette, this could be you.
game to love, Florida Tennis Central. This is Gary sporting my prize for winning player roulette with game to love for
fit.
The Miami Open
yeah.
and the big win by Daniil Medvedev. Listen, everybody, if you love
that's
tennis,
how you say.
Please go to YouTube, subscribe to the Game to Love channel. Join us for every big match that's played. If you love tennis, you love chatting with other people who love tennis, debating tennis with all of us, please come and join us. We have a blast. Ben, JG, Covey, the entire team, they do a fantastic job. And some of us know a little bit about the game as well. Please join us. We'd love to have you. Talk soon.
Oh, what a lovely
Listen,
message.
If that's not enough to subscribe, I don't know what is. Forget Ben's messages. Forget Ben's predictions. Forget me talking nonsense. Gary there telling you to subscribe. Let's all do it for him. And if you want a nice T-shirt like that, we will, of course, be picking and giving you your favorite player T-shirt if you can win player roulette. Em's loved it. Listen, Em's waiting for your video and Gene as well. Send them in and we will play them. I'll do another one. We would love some of our members to send in some videos and we can play them live on the podcast. But let's get into the draw proper. And number one seed, we've been speaking about him. He does return, Novak Djokovic. Just quickly, seeing as we had Gary on a second ago, what chance do you give Novak Djokovic this year?
Wow. The unknown entity, unfortunately, isn't it, coming into this one? I feel that you can't ignore the fact that he does so well at this event. I'm looking at this draw, the first name that pops out for me, well, either of those ones that he might have to face in his first match, Echeverri and Van Asher, both really good clay court players. And he already played Van Asher and struggled against him once already. I think it's going to be a tough tournament for Novak Djokovic. I'm not so sure if he will retain his title.
Right, well, we're going to find out now. Let's see what you do. So, Djokovic with a bye. Next up, I'm going to have Echeverri beating Van Asher.
I'm going to have Van Asher beating Echeverri.
Yeah, obvious. Yeah, I feel like that's always. Just an obvious one. I like Echeverri, you like Van Asher.
Yeah.
It was always going to go that way. I'll have Stan Wawrinka beating Ivashka.
Stan them all. There you go. Yeah, I'm going with
and
that.
Stan played Djokovic recently, didn't he? And lost quite comfortably. So that could be on the cards again. Grigor
so
with a
sure.
bye, Dimonor with a bye. I'm going to go Martin to beat Krajinovic.
No, I'm going to go Krajinovic here. Moving down.
I've got Muller to beat Edmund.
It's, oh, yeah. Let us know who the qualifiers are. They're not showing up on here. Yeah, I will go with Muller as well.
Norrie with a bye. Felix with a bye. Felix, luckily, is getting by because he's not winning many matches without
no.
them, so I'll have O'Connell beating Popperim.
That's a tough one. But two Aussies going up against each other. But yeah, O'Connell in fantastic form right now. Can't go against him.
I'm going to have Safiulin beating Giron.
That's a weird one for me. Safiulin's really good. I might go Giron just to go against you on that one.
So Safiulin's really good, but you're going to go against him. That makes sense.
Yeah, just to go against you.
Okay. Just to be wrong. Right. Okay. I'll have Kordak, Kezmanovic.
We have to.
Murray to beat Fanini.
Yeah.
Them two have a bit of history. We know they argue at times. Famous
good
argument.
Match, that. I like that match, though, in Italy as well. Makes it more tasty.
Your number four is Juan Manuel Cerúndolo. Mm. Number five is Fields. So it can't get much worse. The two qualifiers we both feared playing against each other.
I'm going to be on Cerúndolo.
Yeah, me too. I'll have Holger Rune, Casper Ruud, Caboli to beat Ryan Dinek in Italy. Martinez to beat Bublik. I mean, he's so impressive in the qualifying. Bagelin, his opposition. Let me see who it was. Maestrelli, 6-love, 6-2. I think he's in some form.
What's happened to Bublik recently? Has he been in any sort of form whatsoever?
Well, he dropped down, didn't he, to a challenger and didn't do so well as well. No, so, yeah.
Lost his last... Well, he won... What's he done? He lost a Mayotte, didn't he? Yeah, that's it. Wasn't there some bad sportsmanship or something I heard from Mayotte? I think that Jose Morgado was talking about. He completely disrupted a whole match or something and caused himself. I think it was against a Portuguese player. That's why Morgado was getting so. Yeah, I think so. That's why. Okay, so I won't go Bublik on this occasion. I'll go with you on that.
I'm going to go Laszlo Zsér to beat Lestien.
Yeah.
Garin, who's dropped down the rankings a lot recently, not been playing many events. You'd expect him to play more on the clay. He's like 117 or something now.
Wow, really?
Well, let me just check that because that could be completely false. But
head, catching.
Off the top of my head. No, it's not catching. I'm having Garin.
Yeah, Garin.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said it's cashing.
No. I thought you said Garin was 100 and what? Did you say?
Yeah, in the live rankings.
Oh, okay. Right. So,
yeah, I don't think I'm lying.
Might be in the live rankings. I know he's 79 like before the tournament begins.
Yeah, it's 108. 108, yeah. So it is, he's dropped a lot in the live rankings.
29 so places crazy. He drops. That's mad. Yeah,
that's how I know, because I was having a look through it the other night on my own, just like you do.
just a lonely just night.
At, do you know, did you ever do that? Just if you're just sitting at home on your own, have a look at the live rankings.
It is interesting, the live rankings, though. I do like seeing how the biggest movers have gone. Like that's the.
So I think Garin needs to just get a win under his belt to start moving back up. So I'll have him winning. Like Paul Hachanov. Yeah, Gene makes a good point. He's got a quarterfinal in Rome to defend as well. So he did well last year. Listen, I think Garin's a quality player, and I'd like to see him do well. I don't know why he's not been playing. Maybe injury. I'm not sure. Nakashima to beat Barrera. I'll go Yubing Wu to beat Gasquet.
No, I'm going to go Gasquet though.
Cerundolo, Griekspoor, Varias to beat Baez.
Not for me. I'm going to go Baez. And not often I go against Varias, but Baez been quality. He's up to number 33, I believe. He's 33 in this tournament. There's 32 seeds. He's just outside the seeding at number 33.
Oh, so someone could get him for player roulette. Make sure to join the Patreon if you want him. You might get someone better, though. I'll have Kokkinakis beating Minar.
No, I'm going to go Minar.
Sinner, Rublev, the two gingers next to each other.
Again.
I'll go Molchan to beat Napolitano.
I'm going to go Napolitano in Italy.
I'll have...
Paella. Paella? Come on.
I'll go crazy.
I mean, it's a tough one. I'm going to go Paella just for the...
It's not Paella.
I know it's not. I like calling him that.
And that's not how you say it anyway. It's Paella.
Paella.
Fekina, Agu, the two Spaniards next to each other.
It's a lot of people next to each other.
They're not really Spanish names, but...
Double barrels.
Right. It's a lot of words in them too.
Okay, Cecinato to beat McDonald.
Yeah, Cecinato is a weird player because he's such a clay courser, but he doesn't seem to play much. But when he does, he can win big events, I feel. And he also did very well at Wimbledon one year. I love Jarry Hampfman. I'm going to go Hampfman.
That's really tough. I like Hampfman because it's a slower court. I feel that Jarry's serve will be neutralised a bit.
I love her catch.
Alice, I'll have against
Alice. Yeah.
Luca
Nardi versus Goffin. I'm going to go Nardi with the Roman crowd.
You got to go for the big Italian.
There for the bye. There's a Bata Morales with a bye. It's crazy that he gets one.
I
love Kubla beating Huesla.
No, Huesla for me.
I'll have Rusevori beating Benz at one point top 10 player Ugo Umber.
A classic. He's not really
another
lived
one
up
in your
to
top
it.
10.
He's not really lived up to
Hall of Fame, I think. Ugo Umber.
He won him that one Kenin. Tournament. Kenin.
Medvedev with a bye, Tsitsipas with a bye, Lajovic Borges. I'm gonna have Lajovic.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to. The form he's been in.
Although lost recently against someone who should have beat him.
I feel that he's probably a bit tired. Too many. He's not used to that much tennis. Sonego to beat Shardy.
I thought Shardy retired. So I'll go Sonego.
Back again.
Nishioka, Musetti. I'm going to go Analdi to beat Schwartzman. I mean, is that rude?
I don't know if I can do it. He's been to the final before. I'm going to have to give him
Djokovic,
a bit.
And he beat Rafa. That year, in the semis.
I know. Remember it well.
but I'm having Arnaldi. I think Schwartzman's just finished at the moment. Hopefully he gets Elisa Love because he's one of my favourite players, but not right now. I'll go Zapieri to lose to Altmaier.
Yeah, Altmaier's playing really well. Definitely Altmaier. TFO through. Chorich with the bye as well.
Montero
to beat Manarino, guy we saw in Portugal.
Maybe Delian here.
I mean, this one's a pick 'em. I might go Cabayas Baena. Is that right? Is that Buena?
Yeah, Buena versus Delian.
Dan Evans through with a bye. Lehechka with the bye.
We got Marozan to beat Moutet.
That's going to be a real tough matchup. I think it's possible, though. I'm going to go Marozan. I like Marozan. Apologies if the pronunciation's wrong. It's Hungarian, isn't it?
Yep.
Ramos Vinolas to beat Pissarro, I'm going to go with. Not sure if you're going to join me with that.
Yeah, I am. And I'll have Alcaraz at the bottom. I think it matters because they've got Alcaraz next.
Just gonna get an ass whipping in the next round, no matter. But Ramos.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't too bad, Gene. Sorry, live. It's lost to Struff in three sets, so it wasn't actually that bad at all.
Struff played incredibly.
Apologies, guys. I'll tell you why. So at the time, I watched that match, and I wasn't rating Struff as highly as I did afterwards because, of course, he went all the way to the final. But like before that stage, I was looking at it as just Struff. Do you know what I mean? So when it happened, I was like, "Yeah, that's why I was watching it."
Isn't it crazy though? It's how the
fortune. But it turns out it was actually not a bad loss. I agree. So yeah, you're right.
His fortunes changed within 1 week. That's a mad.
Is he Layla lost in round one again? That's pretty. Sorry,
not that surprised.
I think I had to go through a few rounds. That's a shame.
She's up and down.
She lets me down all the time.
When was she last up? That's what I want to know. It seems to have been a bit of a downward spiral for her.
So come on then, Ben. Is this when Van Asher beats Djokovic?
I don't think so. He didn't beat him last time. And now I think Djokovic will be a bit better than last time. I think it will still be... I still think that there'll be a close set. I think there'll still be a tie break in there.
Well, I've got Echeverry. And I think Echeverry takes a set. Clip this. Echeverry is going to take a set. The boy. But he's going to lose.
The ball.
I'll have Stan Wawrinka beating Dimitrov.
I'm going to have Dimmy. Sorry, Stan.
I'll go Alex Dimonor beating Fucsovics.
Yeah, Dimonor to beat Kalinovic. I don't even know who we got here.
I'll have Norrie beating Muller.
Yep.
Felix O'Connor. I'll go Felix.
Yeah, Felix, a funny one. I'm not sure if he's going to play well or not, but I feel that he should have too much if he actually plays his best. Korda
beating Sifulin.
Oh, yeah.
Murray to beat Kecmanovic.
Didn't Murray just win an event?
Andy Murray.
Didn't he just win a challenger? Is that right? Yeah.
Well, he went out in Madrid early. Missing that stupid volley at the net. And then was like, I'm going to go to the Aix-de-Provence in France. And then he went and won it.
He played some good players, though, there, didn't he? I think.
He beat, Paul in the final?
Yeah, Tommy Paul. I'm going to be going Kecmanovic, I think. Sorry, Andy.
Well, look who we got. We've got GSL in the chat. How are we doing?
Hey! Here's the man.
Wind back, Gary. You actually made the draw preview. There was an appearance of you on here. Don't be too shocked, but you did make it.
Gazette.
And we'll also be doing a player roulette very soon as well. So let's get through this because we're definitely going on a little bit long. So I'll have Holgeruna beating Sorundolo.
Yeah.
Rude beating Caboli. Could be a good match, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Rude's disappointing me at the moment.
I'm going to go Shelton's beat Martinez.
Yeah, same here.
Van der Zandt beat Zer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. He's been in the final recently.
I'll have Garin beating Paul.
I'm going the same.
Hachanov beating Nakashima.
The same.
Sorundolo beating Wu.
The same.
Griekspor beat... No, I'll go Vrias. Vrias beating Griekspor.
I'm going Baez to beat Griekspor.
Sinner to beat Kokkinakis.
Sinner to beat Munar.
Rublev beat Molchan.
Rublev to beat whoever the qualifier was.
Fekina to fall over four times and beat Krejci.
Yeah, Fekina's winning this one against Peja.
You didn't say how many times he's going to fall over.
Six. That's too many. Only six is too many.
I'm going for a shock. Chechenato to beat a goat.
I mean, I can't believe you're doing that to your guy. It's your guy.
It's Chechenato, mate.
He's a weird one. He's in Italy, so...
Cecinato is going to just be up for it. He's been on pasta for the last 8 weeks, ready for this one.
Overweight. Rolls on to court.
I'll have Fritz beating Hanfman.
Yeah, Fritz. That could go either way.
Ali's... I'll go Hurkacz.
Hurkacz doesn't instill me with confidence of late. I might have him going out, at least to knock out Hurkacz.
I got Zverev to beat Nardi.
Yeah.
Morales.
Yeah.
Medvedev Rusevori. I'll go Medvedev. Whoa. This is a crazy section. Nah. Look, you've got Tsitsipas there as well. What's happening here? So early as well.
I have a feeling that Rusevori could beat Medvedev, though. I might go for it. I think Medvedev goes out.
We've got
out.
Jane being a bit naughty here, saying Fekina looks good on his bat. Steady on, Jane.
She loves it. Covered in clay.
Gosh. Right. I'll have Tsitsipas beat Ilivic.
Yeah, Tsitsipas, last year's finalist.
So now you go beating Nishioka, Massetti beating Rinaldi, TFO beating Altmaier. Chorich beating Montero. Evans, why not? Beating Delian.
I'm going to have Altmaier knocking out TFO, to be honest. And then I'll have Chorich beating Montero. Evans. Yeah, go on then. I'll have Evans beating Kvaratskhelia.
Hedge to beat Marazan.
Yeah, I'll go the same. Even though, who's he battered?
Mate, Marazan could win that. I think you've just skipped past him a bit quick.
The Hedgehog got
if
double
he was brave, mate. If you had a bit of balls about you, you'd go Fabian.
Well, Moutet might be the one.
I don't have the balls, but I feel like you maybe should have a few more cojones than me.
Well, no, I did when I went to try and speak to him in Zagreb, but he was a bit injured, so he didn't want to talk. I think he had like a heat stroke or something. He didn't really.
You just bothering him.
Yeah, he was like looking all sick.
He just lost his match, and then you come up to him and started talking to him.
He retired, like, didn't he? Didn't even finish the match.
And you went over and bothered him in the heat.
I was like, do you want an interview right now? come for an interview. Like,
come on, let's talk about how ill you are and how you just lost your match.
He's like,
you just probably ended this event at a loss and lost money.
Yeah. You just wanted to chat to Bonadilla.
Anyway. No, it wasn't. It was a Spanish guy.
What was that? Jamina Valera. Yeah.
I got a photo of him. Anyway, let's move on. Alcaraz at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, right at the top, Djokovic Wawrinka. I think that'll be easier than the round before. I think Djokovic wins. I'm going to have Norrie beating Dimonor.
Djokovic Dimitrov. That'll be tough.
Although Norrie is not in good form.
Dimitrov gave Alcaraz a run for his money. He was up a break in the second set. Is he good enough to beat Djokovic? I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's consistent enough. But if he brings it, you don't know. He might bring it.
I'm going to have Korda beating Felix. Oh, come on, Ben. I've already done this one. Speak. Hurry up.
Norrie, Korda,
Rune.
Shelton to knock out.
No,
Rude.
No way. Rude wins
that. I'm going for a little bit of a punt on this one.
I'm going to go Van der Zandslup to knock out Garin.
I'm not. I'm going to have Garin. He's going to be doing it. He's going to try and get back to that quarterfinal again.
Jane Lehechka is pretty good on clay.
Yeah, grew up. Czechs always good on clay.
I'm gonna have Chanov to beat Cilindro.
I'm not. I'm gonna go Cilindro. Obvious,
mate. You did this on the what was the event when we was in what event was it when we was in Portugal and you was going big on him?
Madrid.
And you were so happy. Was that Madrid?
Yeah, we only did Madrid.
God, it was a long old event.
That was the one we did when we were leaving.
Oh, all right, yeah.
What was the one we did when we were arriving?
I don't know, but I know you were talking about him a lot. I've seen a beat in Villas. I'll go Rublev to beat Fekina.
Yeah.
Cecinato, can he knock out Fritz now? I think it's an ask. I'll go Fritz.
Probably. I'm going to go a Goot to knock out Fritz.
He won't even get past Cecinato, Ben. Stop. That's Zverev beating Hurkacz.
This is when you disrespect a Goot for the first time. When you don't pick him, he's going to do well. I know that.
Cecinato could do even better. Cecinato could beat Fritz.
I'm waiting
for
Cecinato's demise.
Cecinato is my dark horse for Rome.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, you have your one. That's my one.
Get that double breadstick.
Cecinato, remember this. Clip it, someone. Cecinato could make the semi-finals of Rome.
Doesn't take more than... What's one of yours? Doesn't take more than six games. right, I'm going to go to Zverev to beat Alice. Rusevori to beat Zabata Morales.
Look, charging tennis clips saying entirely possible with Cecinato. Anything is possible with him. He's that good.
If that happens, it's going to be so... Look, Gene saying Cecinato will go out first round.
Well, let's see.
It could go either way.
Beating Morales.
It could go either way.
Where's your Medvedev? You got him going out?
Yeah, to Rusevori.
Rude. I'll have Tsitsipas beating Sonego. That's a repeat of a quarterfinal not too long ago, I think. Or a semi. Good match. Had a rain delay in it.
Good match. Right. Massetti
to
win.
Quite a few views on that one. That's how I remember it. Tsitsipas Sonego. I'll have Massetti beating TFO.
Massetti beating Altmaier on my one.
Chorich beating Evans.
Yep. Go with that.
And Alcaraz beating Lehechka.
Yeah, 1-1. Probably. Sorry, Lehechka.
Right, back to the top. On a different day, I'd fancy Norrie, but he's just not in form. And he doesn't like playing top players, so I'll have Djokovic winning that.
I had more hope for Dimitrov beating Djokovic than I think I do have in Norrie beating Djokovic. Sorry, Cam Norrie. But here when he comes up against the big guns, he just doesn't beat them.
Ben's going for the Djokovic-Alcaraz final. I knew it was happening.
I don't know if I am. I don't know where I'm going with it yet.
Right, I'll have Holger Rune beating Korda. That could be a really good match between two young guns.
I just need to check to see what Korda's been up to because I've not really seen him do anything. Wasn't he injured?
He's been injured, definitely.
I mean, he lost to Grenier last match.
Madrid, yeah, but it was close.
It's Grenier.
Before that, he played the Australian Open.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not having that. He's only played on Madrid, which is not even... It's just a fast clay court. So Holger Rune, in his quality, can't disrespect him right now. Right. I think this is the end of the line for Ben Shelton. Sorry.
I'm going to go Rune again.
I mean, it's a good pick. I mean, Casper Ruud, the safe one in that section.
It's a bit
sure.
safe, yeah.
But Garin,
I'm going to go Sinner to beat Khachanov.
I think Sinner will beat Cirundolo, yeah. Unfortunately, Francisco.
I'll have Rublev beating Fritz.
What's Rublev done at this event in the past? That's one thing I've...
Doesn't mean anything.
At.
Rublev's turned a corner this year, mate. Yeah. Monte Carlo champion.
Rublev, second
round. He
just
won Monte Carlo, Ben.
Don't know if that means that much, but maybe he's turned the corner. It is Batista Agut, though.
Well, Gene's making a point about Alcaraz. You guys are not considering the fatigue factor with Alcaraz.
I'm trying to get in our head, are you, Gene? I know what your game is.
He's trying to get us to pick Djokovic.
How fatigued were you when you were that age?
Well, no, I think Gene's got a point. You're being a bit dismissive there of Gene's point, in fact. Why, like, last few years, he's pulled out of Rome because he's fatigued after winning Madrid. Last year, specifically.
Stronger.
And he had a break and then played Roland Garros. Is maybe it mistaken was... playing Rome after winning
Ooh,
Madrid?
Maybe that's the bridge too
no,
far.
Is it a mistake? Because he like maybe it's going to be a little bit too much.
Or maybe he can just win Rome and then he can't compete at Roland Garros to his full level because he's just spent. And then he drops down the favourite list. Who knows? I'll go with Rublev then to beat Batista Agut. Zverev versus Rusevori in my bracket. I feel like Rusevori's gone far enough right now.
I'm going to go Medvedev to beat Zverev.
I mean, could happen.
I think Medvedev just hates Zverev. He's going to do whatever he takes to win.
What does he hate more, clay courts or Zverev?
Zverev.
Which one?
Oh, Tsitsipas Musetti. Wow. I'm going to have Tsitsipas.
I think I'm going to go Musetti. Just for the upset in Italy.
And then I'll have Alcaraz beating Čoric.
Again.
Or Tsitsipas, if that happens. Tsitsipas is going to be like, oh no, not Alcaraz, please. I'll play anyone. He's going to get drop shotted to death.
Yeah, he knows the tactics.
He just hates the drop shots. He just can't handle it at all.
Never runs for them though. So
no, Steph just flicks his hair around like, I just don't want to play. He just doesn't want to play Alcaraz.
No, he definitely doesn't.
I feel like you against John Sill on the clay. You just don't want to play him.
Gets everything
back. Fearful of him.
Yeah,
he flicks his hair about a bit like Tsitsipas.
it's got a similar single-handed backhand. A lot of flair on that court when Silk's there. Right, so we've got... is this quarterfinals now we're at?
Yep.
Yeah.
Djokovic-Runa.
I think Holger Runa knocks out Djokovic.
I think Djokovic gets some revenge and beats Runa.
I don't know.
No, fam, remember who your real supporter is. It's me, not Ben.
I feel like the jury's still
Ben
out.
Ben's showing his colours here. Oh, no. Djokovic. Are you a bit of a Djokovic hater, Ben? That's what I want to know.
No, I really like Djokovic. But I've not
seen
enough of
him.
You've
been going against him a lot of late on the podcast. Now, I find it a little bit offensive.
Have I? I had him to go far at Monte Carlo. You're crazy putting him so far. He never does well at this event. So I can remember those comments. So I haven't seen enough from him recently.
He's the reigning champion of Rome, Ben. Put some respect on Novak Djokovic's name. I'm having him beaten Runa.
Normally comes into the event after a good Madrid, though.
I'm doing it for Ardal, Gene and Gary. Look at them, all three of them in the chat right now.
Well, I'm sorry to
we've got Gene,
all of you
Ben,
guys.
You turned into a Rafa fan now. Ardell saying, don't hate on Nola. I mean, sorry, guys. I don't know what's happened to Ben. He's very dismissive of him.
What? So
the world number one reigning champion, Novak
Holger Runa, and all his accolades that he's got this year. I feel like
Nola hasn't lost before the semis in Rome, and it's not going to happen this year, Gene. He's beaten Runa. Next up, I'm going to have Sinner beaten Rude.
Finally, Rude goes out. I think, Garin's the end of the line for you, mate. He's had a good run. Got his points back. Now he's gone.
Rublev Medvedev. I'm going to have Rublev beating Medvedev.
Rublev Zverev. Yeah, I'm going Rublev as well.
And this one, I mean, poor Tsitsipas. It's going to be straight sets.
Alcaraz Musetti. Oh, on mine.
Didn't Musetti beat him last time they played?
I'm going to have a quick look on the old head-to-head quickly.
Oh, are you going to read into that, though?
I don't know. I don't even mean that. It's in Italy. That's another fact.
Literally, last year, July, Musetti won in three sets.
In a final in Hamburg to win a tournament on clay. Just saying. And that was in Germany, not Italy. The crowd, the roaring Forza coming from the crowd. I'm going to go for it.
Ooh, no way. You got Alcaraz going out.
I'm going to go for it.
You're delusional, mate. We've got Sean Power saying, I want another. You're delusional, Ben, when Ben predicts Nadal to win French Open.
He's winning it. He's going to get every part of his body injected with that numbing agent, and he's just going to come on in like some sort of weird body cast.
Can you use some of that for your brain?
I feel like I'm using it right now. This is what this is. There it goes again.
So I've got Djokovic Sinner at the top and Rublev Alcaraz at the bottom. That's my semis.
Djokovic and Alcaraz still in. Sounds interesting. Right, I've got Holger Rune versus Jannik Sinner at the top in my top semi-final. And, between those two youngsters, bottom, Rublev, Musetti.
Right. Well, I'm actually going to have Novak Djokovic going out here. I'm going to go Jannik Sinner to beat Djokovic and get to the final of Rome.
Interesting.
So why? Because, like Gary, I'm very cautiously optimistic about Nole. I'm a bit cautious in the fact that I don't think he's going to win, but I think he'll go far enough to suggest that he'll do all right at Roland Garros.
I'm going to have Holger Rune knocking out Jannik Sinner, making the final.
Okay. I guess he's just beating Djokovic, isn't he? Why not?
He's got a 2-0 record against Jannik Sinner. He's beaten him at Monte Carlo this year on the clay. And then I've got...
At the bottom, Rublev, Alcaraz. I'm going to have Alcaraz beating Rublev.
Rublev versus Musetti. Is that a bridge too far for Musetti playing? He's probably been in a 3-set, 5-hour match against Alcaraz in the last round and then probably have no legs left by the time he comes to Rublev. And I think Rublev breadstick and then he retires in the second set, like 3-love down or something. Don't know. Right. Okay. So I've got my final. Holger Rune. I've got the Battle of the Roos, the Runa Rublev final.
And I've got the battle of the two next goats, Sinner and Kalas. The future of tennis. Two of the greatest players this year on tour. The matchup everyone wants, really. I know everyone's saying, oh, I want Alcaraz versus Djokovic. Not this version of Djokovic right now. No, I think Sinner and Alcaraz are a little bit above Rune.
But mean?
Oh, come on, Ben. So you're telling me Rune is as good as Sinner?
I think he's definitely up there, yeah, for sure. I feel like he's third on the
young big three.
Maybe. I think he's got a little bit more to prove, but I feel like
he's third, really like Novak Djokovic was in the big three.
Oh dear. Just lost 10 subs.
Alcaraz is like Nadal, Sinner's like Federer, and Rune's like Djokovic.
You're just trying to say that he gets like that level of support from the neutrals. That's why you just know that there's all the people when they leave the Djokovic camp are going to filter over to the Holger Rune camp. I feel that they're very good friends as well, those two, always on court together, like stretching.
Well, we've got Cap
pointing
and saying Rune has a 1,000 title, Sinner doesn't, and he's older too. Right, Ben, who are you going to have winning anyway? I've got Sinner, Alcaraz.
I'm going to have Holger Rune winning it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go big. I've just been bigging him up. So why not? Let's get another big title. Let's get another one. And Sinner can be two behind him instead of one.
Well, got M's also got Rune winning, but beating Fritz in the final. I'm going to have Alcaraz winning Rome. And I'm going to have Alcaraz beating Jannik Sinner in the final.
Hang on. I just got to do my shock face. What? Alcaraz to win it. It's almost like you watched the preview.
He's like my Rafael Nadal. No, I just think Alcaraz is just too hot to handle. He's my prediction. He's the guy I think is going to win Rome. Never played it before. Goes in, wins Rome, secures world number one status, goes into Roland Garros' favourite.
And he has to win one match to get world.
And you're
going to
pick him. Do you know the craziest thing about all of this? So, guys, whoever wins Rome, Ben picks to win Roland Garros. So, if Rune does win Rome, he's going to have him for Roland Garros as well. How great's that?
What do you think of this? If Alcaraz goes out early in Rome, he has a better chance of winning Roland Garros.
Yeah, but you don't think like that, do you? Because your mind
maybe
can't compute that.
Maybe now.
You've never done it in the past.
Maybe I'm knocking
like,
Alcaraz
oh, look,
out.
He's just done so well at Rome. Oh, maybe, I'm going to pick him to
maybe
win.
Maybe I'm knocking. Yeah, but you've got to learn from all of these. This is 3 years into the game and game to love. So maybe now, if I knock out Alcaraz early, then he's better for my Roland Garros bracket. And maybe I'm more likely to pick him to win Roland Garros then.
Well, we've got Weston in saying, I picked Rune to win Roland Garros before this year started. So I agree with this.
Oh, Weston Meyer.
Right.
Weston
let's get to dark Meyer. Horse time. Who's yours?
Well, who have I got? Musetti. Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can have Musetti as a dark horse, I think.
What seed was he? Sorry, 18th. Is that too high?
I think we usually do over 20, don't we?
20. Yeah. Let's go with that still.
So you cheated.
I didn't know what the number was because it doesn't carry it through. You cheated. Cecinato's yours. We know that already.
No, who's yours?
Who do I really have? Dan Evans, he's 20. Christian Garin. I've got him.
Garin's a good one.
There you go. Christian Garin. Go on, Garin.
Garin's your dark horse for Rome. Mine is Cecinato. Watch out for him. He could do some magic things in Rome.
Garin, the guy we famously didn't interview at Wimbledon. We were face to face with him and had the opportunity.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi didn't work.
Right. Have you uploaded the button yet?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh. Still not done it, right?
No, well, I'm in charge of the other bits and bobs. Yeah.
Don't worry, we will have the button in very soon, guys. Now it is player roulette time. So, if you're at home, join the Patreon right now, and you can be entered into the wheel. It's not too late. Ben can do it because he's very talented live on air, and he can add you to the wheel. The winner of this will be getting a prize. I think we've got how many members? 31 Patreon members. With me and Ben as well, that's 33 people will be in the wheel. So we'll be getting the top 32 players who are seeded, and there will be one person who gets an unseeded player who is the 33rd player in the draw.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got the one with the talking on it, but we can have the other one with before I was doing my funny. I can add it on over the top of it.
You can do it live.
Yeah, do a live improvisation. There we go. I'll pop it in there and then we'll get ready. I'll get the wheel ready. Oh, hang on.
Right, you ready? Let's go.
Ooh.
Yeah, we didn't hear any talking there, Ben.
I took it off mute. Did it not come out?
Did anyone hear Ben talking? There was no sound at all.
Oh, that was weird. So let's go again. Hopefully you can hear me talking this time. And this is Player Roulette. Make sure to join the Patreon if you want to be a part of this fantastic game. Prizes to be won. Ooh. There we go.
And here we go. This is the wheel.
Oh.
Are you going to start spinning it, Ben?
I've just deleted someone's name instead. Oh, dear. What have I done? Take it off. I just pressed delete on someone's name. So someone just got removed from player.
Bill R was removed. Bill R. Apologies, Bill. We will add you back.
I was just going to add you back in again, Bill. Sorry about that. I meant to click on another cell to hit it. Normally, I just hit delete.
Right, have you got it?
Right. Stop spinning. Here we go. It's spinning.
Okay, so this is the wheel. I need to make this big so I can see it. We're going to give a countdown. Do we have the music? I don't think we do, so no music today.
We can the Road Masters,
spin the wheel.
And countdown. Then.
5, 4, 3. Please give me Alcaraz. 2, 1, 0. Stop the wheel. Felix, no!
Lechka.
Felix is just no. That's just like the worst player I feel like I could have got. Right, anyway, let's go through it. So we have Lindsay Platelli with Zverev. We've got Terry with TFO. We've got Ardil with Fekina. We've got Sankit with Cerundolo. We've got Pacheco with Choric. We've got Vaughn Hibbs with Djokovic. We've got Durante, so iconic, with Holger Rune. We've got Gary, the Brit. Colby's got Yannick Sinner. We've got Nancy with Carlos. Not Nancy again. Goldflake has Talon Griekspoor. We've got Aman with Dan Evans. We've got Ricky Mano with Karon Khachanov. We've got Tennis for Me with Korda. Tiffany with Tsitsipas. Landon Lowe with Andre Rublev. Emma with Nishioka. Ems with Alex de Minaur. Hassan Baksmati with Fekina. Lynette with Sebastian Byers. Daria G from Russia with Daniil Medvedev.
Ooh.
We've got Aluna with Butik. We have Ross with Tommy Paul. We've got Michael Walker with Taylor Fritz. We've got Bilal. He's been added again with Mia Kuzmanovic. Jeans also got Cam Norrie.
What? How is that possible? Oh, no. Some of the formulas have gone wrong, obviously. That's his.
Well, we'll have to work out who's missing, and Gene will get that missing one, not the original Cam Norrie.
This is the first time I've added it to 33. This is the problem. See, no, we've gone fine. Out.
So I'll tell you what it is. So Gene gets the one who's not Cam Norrie. So we're, sorry, Gene, but that's how it was going to work. Wild gets the Bata Morales. Chris Forberg with Casper Ruud. Nancy with Agu. Zach with Dimitrov. Thomas Rock with Massetti. Thomas Rock's going to be loving it.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome for the Rock.
He loves Massetti, doesn't he?
Ben with Lehechka and me with Felix. So I think that means that Gene gets the 33rd player. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, well,
so that'll be the one who's not feed. It's well, not one it, who's not.
The 33 is there, which is Sebastian Baez. So
okay. So there is one player missing. We're going to have to work out who's missing, and that will be yours, Gene. We will do that afterwards.
Let me find out. And we can work out which one we're missing. Why are we missing one player? It's a bit strange. Don't know what's happened there. This is the problem when we've added in an extra one that's without the actual seeds for the first time. There was no testing going on, sadly. But
are you going to work it out now, or should we do it afterwards?
Okay, we'll post it live. Well, on the community, and we'll post it on the Patreon, just so that everybody's aware. I can even message Gene in the Discord to let him know which is the player.
At least it was Gene, someone we know well, so
yeah,
we can sort it out with Gene.
Sometimes Gene's a good sport about it.
But I mean, you would have got the other person. It's just because Ben wrote, it's a typo. Got justice for Gene trending in the live chat. let's wrap it up there before we mess anything else up. But that is our Rome Masters draw preview. Let's go, Felix. Let's go, Alcaraz.
Let's go.
Make sure, like and subscribe, and we'll see you for Rome action. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Podcast Network.